An Australian organisation is helping people with low visibility to keep their driver's licence and remain as independent as possible. Founded by Belinda O'Connor in 2017, Bioptic Drivers Australia is providing support for low vision drivers and raising awareness about central vision loss. The Wire's contributor from 1RPH, Marianne Gore, began by asking Belinda O'Connor to describe the device she uses to drive to manage her vision loss.
The Bioptic is a telescopic device that sits on top of a set of spectacles or inside the lens. Over the decades, there's been various iterations of the Bioptic that sit within glasses, and people are probably most familiar with them for example, doctors who use them in surgeries as two telescopes looking at a patient, or they might have seen an ophthalmologist use them as well. But in this particular case, these are specifically generally one eye. So it's normally set to the person's better eye. The scope sits in the glasses lens, and the magnification is dependent on the person's acuity. So for driving, general magnification can range from about 2.2, that's the lowest, through to about six times magnification. There are various styles of bioptics. Some of them are a little box that sits on top of the glasses. Then there are devices that are just quite small telescopes that sit inside the lenses.
And the range of low vision conditions is quite wide. So what kind of conditions is bioptic driving suitable for, and what kind is it not suitable for?
Yeah, great question, Marianne. So when we're talking about low vision bioptic driving, we're not talking about people with no vision driving cars. We're not talking about people jumping in an autonomous vehicle and being able to allow it to drive itself, or even a semi-autonomous vehicle or a vehicle with ADAS, advanced driver assist systems. We're talking about someone who has enough functional vision to be able to monitor the environment. So through doing my Churchill Fellow studies, I have investigated success factors and barriers in places around the world that have programs for low vision bioptic driving. And the research shows people with central vision loss conditions down to around 2200 or 660, so not legally blind, but just above that, have the right to be assessed to determine all of their visual functional abilities.
Now, Belinda, you were awarded a Churchill Fellowship. When was that? And can you tell me about what you did?
Sure, thanks. Yes, it was an absolute great honour to be able to be awarded. It's quite a prestigious award, and very few people get them. So I was absolutely stoked to be able to apply and go through the process. I've been involved in Bioptic Drivers Australia for about 10 years, and I've been doing advocacy work. It is essentially my life, because I always knew that I could drive if I had the right adaptations, but I just came across barriers of people saying to me, no, it's not possible. So I discovered a Facebook group of people with my eyesight condition overseas who were driving, and that just completely changed things for me. I then discovered that the law was introduced here in Australia in 2012 to allow bioptics to be formally used for driving. So then this started a process for me to be able to continue to advocate. So through doing my research, I've discovered that there's very little information here in Australia, and in trying to expand the information and let people know that bioptic driving is available, I applied for the Churchill Fellowship. Everywhere in the world, there's always some sort of opposition to anything to do with disability, and bioptic driving, you know, isn't excluded from that. So there's always risk in anything you do, and it's just a matter of people understanding what the issues are, learning how to address them, and working out the best ways forward.
Belinda, can you give me an idea of what the attitude of the various road transport authorities is in around Australia?
So the attitude, it's interesting because it changes over time, and there are road traffic authorities and people to do with medical assessments are always quite conservative. And we're also talking about people who are motivated by political will and risk as well. So when they don't understand something, then automatically what they want to do is put the brakes on it. unfortunately have a situation in Victoria where they have commissioned a human factors study on how iBioptic could theoretically be used over 19 environments, and then use that as a basis to say that we won't allow bioptic driving in Victoria anymore, which is really sad. But also, it's actually really concerning